check out the latest installment of the multi-book series teaching kids about financial literacy. Wesley learns about insurance. Guest starring Broncos Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis, authored by Prince Dykes, teaching kids the real-life skill sets that matter as they grow older. The third book in the father-son financial literacy series gives a kid-friendly introduction into the world of insurance. Award-winning and recently stamped by Warren Buffett, available hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audio online at Amazon, iTunes, Audible, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Tattered Books, and more. Hardcovers are only available at Lulu.com, presented by Alpha One Tax & Wealth and Belco Credit Union.
You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
This is something we all wish we learned a bit earlier in life. Now, the mayor of Waynesboro and a local author is making that happen. Joining me today is Mayor Greg Carswell and the book author, Prince Dykes. Nice to meet you guys.
Nice to meet you. Yeah. Oh, nice to meet you, too.
Yeah. All right. So let's get right to it. Where did the idea for this book come from?
Well, the book itself, I wrote the first book back in 2015. And, the second one came out in 2017, and we wrote the last one. So this is the Wesley Learn series. Wesley is actually my 8-year-old son. He's here. He's here now. We just flown down from Denver. He's here now. But he inspired me to want to teach him about finances. When I started to learn about finances, you know, as an adult, I started to wonder, why did I know this as a child?
Yeah.
So I decided to make a difference with we just started locally on social media, and it grew to radio, television, writing books, all the other great stuff. So,
yeah. And Mayor, why do you think this is such an important topic?
I think this is important because so many of our kids are living in poverty or just don't have the means because they don't have the skills or the knowledge to know about the financial, you know, situations. And so this is something that I believe it helps and it deters crime as well. Because now if you have the means to make money, then you're not going out here trying to rob or trying to do things to get money.
Yeah. And so where can we find the book?
These books are everywhere from Barnes and online from, these are the hard covers you're looking at, but they're ebooks, they're audio books from Audible to Barnes and Noble, iTunes, Amazon, Tattered Cover Books, all over the place. And there are a couple, also they're in Augusta Public Library and also in Burke County Library as well.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the Children's Literacy Day.
Well, what we're going to be doing is on this Thursday, we're going to be making a proclamation that in March, on March 16th of 2020, it is going to be Financial Literacy Day in the city of Waynesboro. And we're doing that to make sure that every child has the opportunity to learn about financial literacy and give them the skills and the knowledge that they need to make decisions with the financial resources that are available.
Yeah, and do you have anything planned for that particular day?
Yes, we're going to do so much on that day. Go ahead.
Well, the thing we're looking at doing is we're making it a community thing,
yeah,
to where I'm reaching out to local credit unions and banks, something that we kind of do in the city of Denver, where local banks, local credit unions all get to come in and heighten financial literacy in a local community and also into schools, churches, and things like that, because sometimes kids won't be exposed to these topics. This may be their only chance. Another thing too, Sean,
yeah,
when you think about the world of finances and investing, who's the godfather of finance and investing? What name would you think of? Just give me one.
Benjamin Franklin.
Well, that's living. That's living right now.
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? What do you got to say, man? Who do you think?
His name just slipped my mind. The guy, the critic. What is it?
You have the name, right? So yeah, go ahead and tell us the name.
Y'all not going to say Warren Buffett?
That's
okay.
I can remember.
Okay, you said Mr. Buffett. Okay. Well, Mr. Buffett, Mr. and Mrs. Buffett invited me up to the office in May. And, they sat down with all of the books, and they really loved the idea. And the world of business and finance, that's been my idol for so long, to sit down with him and for him to endorse what I'm doing. I thought that was pretty cool. And also in this latest book, this one is with, we just released this one. This is with NFL Hall of Famer Terrell Davis. So thanks to Terrell Davis for the getting behind the project and make it become bigger than what it became. So,
all right. Sounds good. Anything else you gentlemen would like to add while you're here?
We're just excited about it, and we want everybody to partake in this because this is information that everybody can use on every level.
All right. And then there's also the Financial Literacy Day that's coming up July 25th, Waynesboro City Hall, from 2 until 3 o'clock. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much for being here. I really do appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Sean.
No problem. Right. Your Live Viper 6 forecast is up next.